We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie over there?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. I love the warm weather and the sunshine. It just warms you up. I just love it so much.
Isn't it so lovely?
And there's a lot to do outside, too. And I'm so grateful to say this is the first time we're doing a live podcast.
Yep.
Usually it's re-recorded, but this is actually live, and our first guest to be live is in the studio, Stacy Doyle. Thank you for joining us.
Yay.
Oh my, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. Well, I must say, Stacy, I knew you from Zontas because are you the president of the Zontas?
Yes, for the next 2 years.
Good for you. That's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Oh, it's fun. It's great.
It's a woman's organization.
Yes.
And they
empowers
do
women
so much.
And does stuff for women and children, females, and nonprofits, just a wonderful organization.
Well, I know I help out sometimes, and I love what you guys are doing, and it's just a long organization. How long has it been in effect there?
100 years.
Wow.
Stop it, really?
100 years.
That's a long
time.
Oh
my gosh, yeah, you had a horse race, a fundraiser, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness, yes. And we're doing the same next year because it was such a hit. So
I won one of your rakes that were full of all these like little gift cards and stuff. I've never won stuff, and that was great.
Everybody loves those yes. gift baskets.
Yes. Oh, there was Karen. I know that Karen Church does a great job over there, we have Mary Kramer and all you girls do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
But that's not why you're here. That's just the other hat that you wear.
That's right.
Tell us why you're here today.
I am here to talk about the Genesee County Free Medical Clinic.
Now that is so valuable, Jay.
Absolutely.
Did you even know we had that here in Genesee County?
I did not know. We have so many cool things here. You just don't know until you don't know.
I know.
Until you know.
Until you know.
Until you know. You don't know what you don't know until you know.
Until you know. And that's why these podcasts are so valuable.
Yep.
Because we have so much going on. So tell us what they do. Is it truly a true free clinic?
It is truly a free clinic. So there is a prerequisite for being a patient of the free clinic, and that is you can't have health insurance. It's for the uninsured and underinsured. So we do help out with those that have insurance and just need help with their medications. So when we say underserved, it's to kind of fill that gap for those patients that have high copays for their medications.
Oh, yes.
So not only are we providing temporary health care, primary health care, we're also helping out with medications that are not controlled substances, but it's just a wonderful comprehensive clinic.
Well, I know we talked a little bit off the air because I know that there for a while you had to have insurance in order to get like your income tax returned. And I know Genesee Health Plan was wonderful. And Mike and I were let go from the radio station. We used Genesee Health Plan for a short time before I started working at MTA and had insurance through here. So you want them to have Genesee Health Plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We want every patient that comes in the door, first of all, to get care. Second, we want them to get continuity of care, and we want them to have some sort of a program or coverage. And GHP is a great partner with the free clinic. We actually encourage our patients. They have a time frame to meet with a Genesee Health Plan representative, so that they can get that continuity of care, get empowered, and take their put their health care as a priority.
Which is so important.
Yeah.
So anybody from Genesee County can come and see you. Any families, like men, women, children, anybody?
Well, we are specifically for 18 to 65.
Okay.
So most children have Medicaid.
Oh, sure.
If they don't have insurance in Genesee County. I love our Genesee County.
I know.
We're so great. We take care of so many great people. But so it's pretty much between 18 and 65.
Which is neat because after you're 65, then you have Medicare.
That's right.
That's helpful.
That's exactly right.
I'm so glad you guys are there. I didn't even know. So where are you actually physically located? If somebody's listening, they think, I want to come down and I want to actually get some help.
That is a great question. We are at 2437 Welch Boulevard, and we're near the intersection of Ballinger and Welch, and we're off a side street, Dayton. So you're going to the parking lot right there at the corner. We got a nice strolling sign that was funded to us by the Mott Foundation.
Nice.
And so you can see us now, newly painted building, and we're across from MTA stop.
Oh, so there you go.
It works out perfectly.
Well, I know you said you love that we partner with you because we give those rides to people who would not ordinarily get to something like needed like you have to offer if it wasn't for MTA.
Yeah, There were a lot of patients that wouldn't get to us if it wasn't for MTA.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad to hear
that. United Way, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Both.
Doesn't that make you feel good, Jay, to know we work someplace so we can get people rise to something they desperately need, like
Absolutely.
Healthcare?
Absolutely. Yep.
It's so nice
because it's so rare to find that anywhere. The help you need when you need it.
Well, and I was told that Genesee County is one of the very few areas that give free rides for veterans. A lot of the United States don't carry that. We're one of the very few. I think the only one, actually, I was told.
That's what makes us so great.
I know.
I love being here, and I love being at the free clinic. There's so many great services that are provided there. And what people don't understand, it's really free. So we have McLaren residents that come and see our patients along with an attending. So our patients see physicians, they get their medications before they leave. We have volunteer pharmacists who are all a part of the Genesee County Pharmacy Association, and they'll come and give their time free. And then we have nurses.
Free?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I should have known that when I had two little girls and was a single mom. That would have been great.
Oh.
Because when you go through a divorce, the woman's never covered. The kids are usually covered through maybe the husband's insurance or the... you know, whatever, they have to keep the kids under there. But the woman's like, oh, well, you can do COBRA, and that's so expensive, or no coverage. Yeah. It's like, really? And you got to take care of the kids and yourself and work. So I'm so glad to know that you're there for people.
Oh, my gosh. And I wish we would have been there for you, too, because we've had many families come in the same situation, and we're able to provide that temporary primary health care and get them on track and get them hooked up with a health care navigator and get some insurance and get some permanent coverage.
I know some people might be too proud or too embarrassed to say, I need help. But my gosh, your health is so important. Without your health, you can't do anything. They even teach you when you're on an airplane, when the oxygen masks come down, they say, get it on yourself first before you get on your child or your people you're trying to help. Otherwise, you can't help them if you're already, you know, passed out or sick. So take care of yourself first.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
I should use that one for our patients. Yes.
It's true.
Yes. And in fact, we have a 5K run coming up.
Yes, tell me more about that.
Yeah, and it's our one fundraiser a year. We're operated solely on the donations and grants and private funding. So we're not funded by any federal funds or at all. So this is purely donations. So this is our one fundraiser a year, and it raises a third of the money to operate the free clinic.
Well, that's important. Yes.
One event, yes. One third of the money. That's a lot.
It's coming up on Saturday, May 18th at 8:30 in the morning at Mott Community College.
Yes.
That's this Saturday.
The Pearl Center. Yes, it sure is.
Yes. For those who are used to it being at the event center, we're going to be right next door. So not too far off the beaten path for next year for those that are used to coming every years. So.
Well, there'll be signs out there to direct you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so now, how much is it to do the walk or the run?
It's $30.
Oh, and you get a t-shirt with that too, don't you?
Yes, you get a t-shirt with
good
that.
Job.
And then those that have signed up for the CRIM training program, we take their CRIM vouchers too. So if you have a CRIM voucher, you bring that out and you get to walk or run in the race for free with that voucher.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
Get your shirt too.
That's really?
Yes.
That's free as well. Give a voucher then.
Yeah, love the bling. Runners love the bling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this year's special too, we have a lot of people who've dedicated, this is our 29th year doing the race.
Wow.
And they dedicate their time to the clinic and they dedicate their time to the race. But this year we are honoring the memories of Dr. Venkat Rao, who passed away this time last year. He was a pulmonologist that provided.
What did he provide for? What did
Free consultation. So some of our patients are really sick when they come to the clinic, and so we have wonderful referral partners that will see our clinic patients for free.
Wow.
And Dr. Rao was one of those that gave back and would see some of our patients in need of that specialty service.
Oh, what a shame. So we're gonna, that was missed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
too
bad. Well, so, that's a nice memory to do it in.
Yes. Him. Yep. And Peter Levine from the Genesee County Medical Society and the Health Coalition, we're going to honor his memory too. He passed away this last February, I think it was February, and he was a longtime member of the Genesee County Board of Directors of the Free Clinic.
Okay.
20 plus years, and a great advocate for health care and the clinic and the patients of Genesee County. So we're going to honor his memory as well.
Sounds like you could use some new volunteer doctors.
Yes.
What
absolutely.
If somebody does listen right now and think, you know what, I'd like to be, I'm a doctor or a physician or whatever they might do, that they can actually give a helping hand, or somebody who just wants to be a volunteer, maybe help with the Healing Hands run, walk, or even help you at the clinic? Do you need volunteers at the clinic as well?
All of the above.
Great.
That would be phenomenal. If somebody had even one day a month or bi-monthly or just a little bit of time, anytime, either for the race or to help at the clinic, we can always use volunteers. We're really short of RNs right now. So, shout out there to any RNs who want to come and volunteer a couple days at the clinic a month. We'd love to have you.
RNs ever need to do like certain hours, like to get credits for something? Like they have to continue like an education?
Could that count
towards something like that if they had to?
It doesn't, but we have connections when they volunteer at the clinic where they can get CE credits.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes.
So
perfect.
The David Hoff at the Genesee County Medical Society, he's having a CE event coming up too. So we could partner somebody up with that and they could take advantage if they were a volunteer for us for that opportunity.
That's perfect.
Continuing ed.
So. Is there a phone number they can call or get in a hold of you or email?
Oh, I'm going to shout that out right now.
Please do.
810-235-4211.
And that's for anything, if they want to volunteer,
anything.
If they have questions about wanting to come to the clinic,
yes.
If they know of a doctor that might give some of their time or an RN.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many hands make light work is what I
yes.
say. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if everybody comes together, we can impact the lives of many. And in fact, one of our former patients is going to bring the ceremonial horn start because he's traveling back here from Kentucky. So he was a patient for about 6 months. Aww. And wasn't working and had a lot of pain and just slowly but surely we're like, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this. So we kept on coming, and then we had a volunteer chiropractor. So
nice.
We lost our chiropractor though. So, you know, another shout out, any
yes.
chiropractor who wants to come in and give some chiropractic care, that would be great too. But he saw the chiropractor once a month, and now he has a job, great job, traveling
Good.
All around being a professional painter. So he's going to come back and he's from the county, so he's going to start the ceremonial horn for the race. Aww. So
sounds like great connections that you're yeah. making too with the community and these very important people.
Yes, it's awesome. It just many people that love the clinic and have benefited from it or know somebody who has, and the partnerships are really what makes us shine. We couldn't do it without all of the community partners.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's so many. And we now have a food pantry, too.
Oh, you do? Nice.
Yeah. Yes. I know food insecurities
yes.
and the demand for food is great right now. And so if you, anybody listening out there, the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan is also a partner of ours. And anything you could do to help us or help them really ends up helping our patients. So all these connections come back around.
They do. I know yeah. MTA, even Ed Benning was in the car and he was delivering Meals on Wheels for people. And during the COVID, we had it free rides and we gave water to individual homes and we took food to their homes. Mm-hmm. MTA did so much for that too. And MTA helps with the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan and with you, of course, like you said,
yeah.
and Genesee Health mm-hmm. Plan. So I love working together. It's like you said, it takes a village. We're all partners like family mm-hmm. to get people to get to where they need to go.
It does. And McLaren and their residents, they provide lab tests.
Oh.
You know, we have RMI who provides x-rays for our patients. There are just oodles and oodles. And McLaren is our presenting sponsor along with the Ziemer Foundation
nice.
For the race coming up here. So
if somebody wants to do the race, is it too late the day of? Like, let's say listening and think, you know what? I want to do it. I want to get up this morning. I want to go for a run or go for a walk. Can they come the day of and sign up?
You betcha.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And furry pets. Family members are welcome.
Oh,
families,
that's nice.
Wagons, strollers, you name it. Even if you just want to come out and walk the walk, you can do that as long as you don't want to be timed in that. We just encourage participation.
Okay, so they don't have to do the whole sign up or anything. They just kind of walk along and have a good time if they wanted to.
Right. So but we do encourage them to sign up.
Well,
the benefits
please. Absolutely. Who wouldn't want to give to a great organization
right.
like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's 29 years of Healing Hands with their 5K run and walk. Haven't you seen it grow over the years?
Oh my goodness, it was really big. It was we had right before COVID, it had hit that like 250 and 300 mark of participation. But then COVID, we couldn't have it for a couple of years. So now we're building it back up. Last year, we hit over that 200 mark again.
Oh, good.
So we're hoping this year we can, you know, creep back up to that 250. That would be outstanding.
Well, I checked the weather. It looks very good.
Oh, it looks good.
It looks
good.
Like maybe a little bit of clouds, like possible rain, but it looks like the rest of the day is going to be beautiful and gorgeous.
No, it's going to be
It's
great.
All going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we know it's not going to snow, so we're good.
That's true. Well, you know, we do, the Friends of Public Transportation do a golf outing once a year, and I can't tell you how many mornings the clouds were dark and rumbling and rolling. We thought, oh, no. By the time the golf outing started, the whole shotgun start, it cleared up. It was sunny and beautiful. So even if it looks cloudy that morning, I would definitely recommend still come out there and still line up, because you never know.
Absolutely. And the runners say a little sprinkle never hurts either.
Cool job.
That's right.
So, you know, whatever the weather is, somebody will be happy.
Rain or shine, it's going to happen, right? No matter what.
As long as it's not lightning and thunder.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I can feel it.
It's going to be great. Yes, so many people. And then we've got lots of volunteers and students cheering the way. That's what we heard last year. Even if you want to come out and volunteer for the first time, you know, sometimes that first 5K of the season, you know, you want everybody out there going, you can do it.
That helps too. Yes. Just keep going, get tired, think, oh, I'm slowing down. Then you hear that, come on, come on, just right there. It's like, okay, I can do it.
And it's a great symbol of our clinic.
Sure.
And all of the volunteers and what patients get when they come into the clinic is what the runners and walkers get when they're out there. They're just supported and cheered on, and you can do this.
Do you ever take like a great group picture of everybody when they're doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll share that on Facebook with you.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah. Yes. That would be great. Yeah.
Well, I know how busy you are. You have so much on your plate that you're doing, and I don't want to keep up too much of your time. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we say goodbye to you? Is there something more you'd like to say?
Oh my goodness. Just
so much. Go ahead.
I just want to thank all of those supporters like you and just anything you can do to promote the walk and promote the free clinic, because it really is free. Our patients get so much comprehensive care for free. And next year's walk, just if you want to save the date, if it's too late and you can't come this year, next year's date is Saturday, May 17th. So mark
good
your
to
calendar.
Know. Okay. Very good to know.
You heard it first here.
That's
you heard
right.
about next year's walk.
That's right.
That's right.
Already.
As you're listening to this, please feel free to share this on your Facebook page. Share it anywhere you can to let people know what great services are out there. A free clinic and the walk, and make it a fun way to promote that.
Yep. That's right.
So for sure. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, success on that. And thank you, Jay, for doing all this, because this is our first live episode, and we didn't make any boo-boos, did we?
No, don't not that I can think of. We can always add boo-boos if
nobody said a bad word or anything. We were good. And thank you for listening. Please listen every week as we bring you the wonderful things that are happening in our community. Free food, free items, free services, and anything that might benefit you and make life better. With On the Road with the MTA, Stephanie Kay and Jay. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.